And I think it's because I saw all the posters on the poles, you know, where you can't drive anywhere without seeing all the faces stuck to the poles around the place. And why would you think that that would make me think about karma? It's because actually what we usually think of as karma is actually the result of karma. So in Buddhism, karma means the intentional action, speech or thought. So the thinking you do, the speaking you do, the acts you do in the world. So that's karma as the Buddha taught it. That karma has a result, which in Buddhism is called vipaka, or but we can stay with result. So very often what people, they go, oh, that's my karma. And what they're meaning is that's the results I've been getting from some previous action. But the problem with that is that not everything that happens to us has anything to do with our actions. Right? Some of the things that happen to us are just random stuff that happens in the world. Some of the stuff that happens to us is due to other people's actions. So, for example, the people who live in the low-lying islands in the Pacific, it's not their actions that are causing their houses to get flooded. It's actually our actions largely, or the actions of the wealthy nations that are causing the seas to rise. So we need to be very careful as we think about karma. So karma is the things we do and say. And in a very scientific way, everything we think, everything we say, and everything we do has a result in the world. So somebody explained it. I heard a great explanation of the thinking thing is that everything's created twice. So, for example, this placemat was created first as a thought. Somebody had to have the idea to create this before it could possibly be created as a physical object. Same with, you know, these chairs. These chairs weren't just kind of randomly mucking around with bits of wood and, oops, I made this gorgeous chair. No, whoever made these chairs had a very clear idea of what they were about to create through their hands. So these chairs were first created as a thought and then created as an action. So everything we think has a creative force in our life. And that flood of thinking, so our habitual patterns of thinking, like in this moment, in this moment, in this moment, in this moment, what I'm thinking now, what I'm thinking now, what I'm thinking, the kinds of things. This is a flood of thinking, you know, like drops in a river. And that flood of thinking carries us in a certain direction. So the occasional random different thought doesn't have a lot of power. It's the habitual thinking that builds up moment by moment by moment into the floods of habits and the floods of I can't help it. And that carries us through our lives in speech and action. Those floods of thinking come out of our mouth. Those floods of thinking come out as our actions. Yeah? And this is why in the meditation, when thinking comes up, it's not wrong. It's extremely useful in this moment that we're actually giving ourselves time to breathe, to be aware of what that thought is. Is this kind of thing, is this thought that's come up now, that's a thought and it's this kind of thought? So if you do that again and again, oh, that's a thought and it's this kind of thought, it's this kind of thought, it's that kind of thought, without judgment and pushing it away and not liking it or not liking it, it's not wrong, it's not bad, It just is what it is. And by observing, you know, what comes up. So we're going to relax very nicely shortly, and the relaxing is good and useful and beneficial. But what will give us insight is in the middle of me going, you know, relax your body, be kind to yourself, all that kind of thing. In the middle of that, thoughts are going to come up. Is there any one of you here that hasn't had a thought? That hasn't had a thought come up when we've been meditating?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, we all do it, right? And it's not helpful to the meditation process to push those thoughts away with aversion, because then what's arising is the unwholesome mind state of aversion to the thoughts. But if you look at the thought with a, you know, oh, that's what it is, very often it disappears straight away anyway, and then you get to go back to being relaxed and quiet. If you push it away, it'll push back. Well, I am a pretty stubborn sort of person. If I push my thoughts, they push back. Whereas if I go, oh, that's planning. And I bet you that when I do this guided meditation, the chance that I don't think about my flight at 3 o'clock is kind of, it's not, yeah, and it's nil really. That thought is going to come up and I'm going to go. If I go, no, I shouldn't have that thought go away, it will get stronger and stronger and come back again and again. If I go, oh yeah, you're a planning thought, you know, I know I'm going to catch a flight at 3 o'clock, it's okay. I don't actually need to think you now, it's okay. I know, I'm not going to forget. And it'll go, oh, psst. And it will just dissipate. Its energy will dissipate. It's like shining the light on a shadow. It dissipates. You can't push a shadow away. So when the thinking comes up, it's okay. Just name it. Oh, yeah, that's what you are. You're planning, you're remembering. You're pleasant, you're unpleasant. Ah, that's an anxious thought. That's what you are. I know you. You visit me a lot, don't you? I know you. And it's funny when you do that, they just go psst, and then you go, ah, good, now I can go back to relaxing. But over time, when we've seen again and again, oh, there's that anxious thought again, there's that anxious thought again, there's that anxious thought again. And over time, it's like, oh, that's the habit. Maybe it's not really real, you know? And then we get that insight that is not intellectual. That's not an intellectual insight. That is direct experience of actually seeing how often we have that kind of thought. You know, when I go, oh, that's a kind thought, that's a kind thought, that's a kind thought. It's like, yeah, that's great. Oh, cool. Now I get the insight that actually these days I'm more likely to have a kind thought than an angry thought. Oh, great. Tick for me. And we need to give ourselves ticks too. When we see that kind thought, when we see that thought of generosity, when we see that thought of that peaceful feeling, we give ourselves a big tick. Oh, yay, that's great. But if it's something like anxiety or fear or anger, just be kind to it. It's a part of us, you know. It's just a thought. It's part of our habits. And if we want to retrain ourselves like a puppy or a child, the best way to do it is with kindness, isn't it? So if we're kind to that, yeah, poor weakle thought, you know, it will be a lot easier to bring up a new habit of kindness. So we're starting to practice those new habits. So that's my reflection on karma. which, because all our karmas start with our thinking. And how I got to that from election posters is that next Saturday is a strong karma where we have to go and do an action that will have a really big effect on our lives collectively. So when we're doing that, are we voting from habit or are we voting because we've really carefully looked into the whole range of policies and the habits, the habits of that party, and what outcome do we actually want? Yeah. So that's how I got to karma from election posters, because elections are a time for really strong karmas. You know, a vote is a big deal. And oh look, we're all women. And we get to vote. And our grandmothers and great-grandmothers got us this right, and thank you so much to those ladies who fought for our right to vote, who did that amazing, intense karma of standing up for us, our generations, that they did back then when they didn't have an example of other empowered women in the world. They were the first ones. And they were so brave and so strong, and we inherit their karmas. We get the result of all those actions they did back then. So I have a great deal of gratitude to them. So there we go. So on that note of gratitude, which is a lovely place to be, isn't it? We'll start our meditation. And just having a little wriggle, making sure we're nice and comfy. And I'm going to really tap into that feeling of gratitude. Because gratitude is a very light and uplifting feeling. So if we can feel some gratitude to our mothers and our grandmothers and our great-grandmothers and great-aunts for all the work they did in giving us a world where we can be free. Thank you so much. Feeling the powerful feeling of that uplifting quality of gratitude. I can feel it in my heart. I can feel it right throughout my body as a feeling of lightness, a feeling of uplift, a feeling of gladness. It's a pleasant feeling. I can feel it in my mind and in my heart as a brightness and a lightness that grateful, glad feeling is bright and light and beautiful. And if we focus in on it very carefully, it can grow and get stronger. I'm so glad to be so fortunate to inherit all the work that those wonderful women did. I feel so glad and so fortunate to inherit the work that the supporting men who helped them did. I feel glad to be able to act in the world with kindness and gladness and compassion. Feeling that feeling of gratitude and gladness moving out from the heart through the whole body. The chest feels light and bright. The shoulders feel light and bright. Just so relaxed. I can see such a bright light in my heart shining out through my whole body. Radiating out from the center of my chest, up through into my head. My mind is full of light and brightness. Radiating down into my belly. Radiating out through my chest to my arms. Filling up my legs with brightness. Till my whole body is bright and light. I feel so grateful for this body. Grateful for this life in this place. Thank you, body. I feel so grateful for this bright, shining mind. A mind that is capable of being clear and bright. Feeling gratitude for my own life, for this body. Gratitude to the head, eyes that can see for me, the ears that hear, the mouth and nose that can smell and taste and talk. So glad and grateful for a skeleton that can support me. For a nervous system that allows all that communication and knowledge to be understood. For hands that hold and arms. Grateful for this heart that beats blood all the way around my body. and for a heart that can love and be kind, a heart that can be grateful and glad. Gratitude for my liver, all the amazing chemical things it does every day. Gratitude for my guts, all the intestines and the amazing complexity of nervous system. Many of the mind's functions happen in the gut, they're discovering. Also a seat of understanding and knowledge. We can feel it in our gut. We know. We know with that gut feeling. Sending kindness, gratitude and gladness for the gut. For all it does and for all it knows. Thank you, gut. Thank you to my legs and feet, carrying me hither and yon, walking, standing, running, even sitting in a chair. Thank you to my legs and feet. Feeling grateful for my whole body. Feeling grateful to this mind. This mind that knows and thinks. This heart mind that loves and is glad and cares. To the mind, the heart, the gut, that knows, that is glad, that loves, that capacity for caring, that capacity for gladness, for kindness. I feel so glad that I have this capacity. For caring, for kindness, for gladness. May that kindness and gladness and gratitude shining throughout my whole heart, mind, shining through my body, and shining out onto all of the beings around me. I feel so glad to have so many good qualities. And to be around so many good people who have so many good qualities. I feel so glad and so happy to see the good qualities in the people I care about. Rejoicing in their good qualities my friends and my family. I'm surrounded by so much goodness. The good qualities in my co-workers, colleagues, associates. Spreading that gladness out and out around to everyone. Feeling the truth that there are so many people with so many good qualities. And when we radiate kindness and compassion and gladness, it triggers the goodness in others. Like a blazing fire ignites the flame in the surrounding bushes, our gladness ignites gladness in others. Our kindness ignites kindness in others. I can just see it radiating out in concentric circles. Our gladness and kindness triggering, igniting gladness and kindness in others, which then triggers and ignites gladness and kindness in others. Spreading out and out in circles, getting larger and larger. being aware right now of whatever's happening. Body, the heart, the sounds, whatever you're aware of is okay. I still feel glad, grateful, relaxed. Being aware of gladness, of kindness, of whatever thought that arises. You find that you had some gladness and now it started to fade. Remember the thought that caused that gladness to come up. That gratitude. And I thought about how lucky we are. I felt glad. I felt grateful. And when I recall that, the gladness comes up again. The brightness comes bright again. We all have so many good qualities. this last 2 minutes just reflecting on what just happened, the cause and effect. Does my mind feel now? Does it feel more peaceful, more glad, more quiet? And what caused that? How did that happen? May we remember our own good qualities and be glad that we have those good qualities. May we remember our own good deeds and be glad that we did those good deeds. May we remember the good, beautiful feeling of gladness that comes from remembering our own goodness and the goodness of others.